The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah says that three Nevi'im used the term Eicha. In this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Eicha Esa Lavadi, how can I alone bear the burdens of Klal Yisrael? In the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, Yishaya Navi asks, Eicha Hoysa Lazoina, how has this faithful city become like a Zoina? And the third one is, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi begins the book of Eicha, Eicha Yashva Badat, how is it that Yerushalayim is sitting in solitude? A city that was once so populous has become barren and desolate. We often ask the question of Eicha. How could all of these terrible things happen to us, individually and collectively? And we never have a definitive answer. We are baffled and perplexed. Reb Soloveitchik says something very powerful. Although the Medrash identifies three times the word Eicha is used, in truth, there's a fourth one. After the sin of the Eitz Hadas, when Adam and Chava failed to take responsibility, Hashem calls out to them and says, Ayeka, where are you? Ayeka is spelled with the same letters as Eicha. Says Reb Soloveitchik, when we don't answer the call of Ayeka, when we are not sympathetic to the plight of our fellow Jew and turn a blind eye to other people's struggles and hardships, because there is sin as chinam amongst us, we will ultimately find ourselves asking the question of Eicha, how could this be? Why is this happening to us? In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu complains to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Eicha Esa Lavadi, I can't do it all by myself. Terchacham umasacham verivchem. I can't carry all of Klal Yisrael's troubles and burdens and the bickering. What is Moshe referring to when he said umasacham? What kind of burdens is he alluding to? And the Ramban says something very interesting. He says umasacham is a language of prayer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, how can I myself carry this burden of davening? How can I be responsible to pray for everybody? Why is davening called a burden? There are many mitzvos that are much more difficult than davening. Reb Simcha Zisel Brody in his Sefer Som Derech says something incredible. When you daven for a yid who is in trouble, you are really supposed to feel his pain. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, when you daven for a person in need, a person that's desperate for Yeshua, Tzarech sheyichle atzmai alav. You are obligated to feel that friend's pain until you yourself feel sick because of your friend's tzaras. Unfortunately, we are not on that level of Ahavas Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu was. The leader of Klal Yisrael, and for an Adam Gadol like Moshe, he physically felt the pain of the Jewish people. He truly experienced the pain of the people that he was davening for. And that is what he was referring to when he said, Umasacham. The pain Moshe was carrying around was a masa, a huge load, a tremendous burden. Rav Palm Zatzal, one of the Gedolei Hador of the previous generation, passed away about 20 years ago. Many times after Shacharis, people came over to him in shul and told him about their difficulties and hardships they were going through. So I once heard in a shiur from Reb Reisman, where he said that Rav Palm's Rebbetzin once told him, when Rav Palm would come home after Shacharis, after people met with him, he could not eat breakfast right away. He needed time to calm down. He was too aggravated. He had an upset stomach, so to speak, and he found it difficult to eat and to digest food. For Rav Palm, it was a masa. He truly felt the pain of the people who unburdened themselves to him. He carried with him the heavy burden of needing to daven for the needs of Klal Yisrael. When we hear and read about tragedies that have befallen our brethren, here and abroad, it's not enough if we just say Nebuch and let out a sigh and move on with our day. We should empathize and try to feel their pain. Help them in whichever way we can. We should help them out emotionally or financially or physically. And if we can't do that, the least we can do is to shoulder some of their burden by davening for them. On Tisha B'Av, before we ask the question of Eicha, we have to ask ourselves, can we answer the call of Ayeka? Where are we when it comes to alleviating the pain of others? Are we doing our part in feeling the pain of our fellow Yid? Speaking of Rav Palm, I just heard a great story about Rav Palm when he was a little boy. When he was in 7th grade, his Rebbe said to his class, we say in the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh Benshin, we ask Hashem for Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Toiva, Chaim Shal Baracha, Chaim Shal Panosa, and so on. He told the class that everyone should write down which one of them they desire. After they completed their assignment, the Rebbe collected all the sheets and then picked one at random. And it so happened that he picked the one that little 10-year-old Rav Palm wrote. The Rebbe opens it up, And the little boy selected, Taim sheyesh behem yiras shemayim veyiras chet. And the Rebbe asked him, Avremel, why did you not select Chaim sheyemaleh Hashem kol mashalas lebeinu letoiva? That Hashem should fulfill all of our requests, and this encompasses all of the brachas. And little Avremel said, Rebbe, if I don't have yiras shemayim, how would I know what to ask for? The same concept can be applied to tefillah as well. We daven not simply for Hashem to fulfill our desires, but in order to know what to desire. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.